Mariners visiting the Phillies, Carlos Ruiz making his first start in Philadelphia since they traded him in August, getting a big hug from the Fanatic pregame. Third inning already 1-0 M's, Robinson Cano facing Zach Eflin.
But it comes down to his at-bats and his playing time.
Long drive left field up the batter, Robinson Cano. Say goodbye! Wow. Robbie with a two-run jack. Mariners have a 3-0 lead.
Looks like a problem, and it is tied ball game. Three-run homer, Aaron Altherr. His sixth gives him 20 RBIs. He homered yesterday in the fourth inning, a three-run shot. The other way, base hit. Cano's going to score easily. Does not have to push himself. Right behind is Seager. He'll get the stop sign. Danny Valencia delivers again. RBI double, 4-3 Mariners here in the seventh.
The 1-0 to Ruiz. He swings, rifles is high, left center field, towards the gap, and this is off the very face of the wall. Seager scores. Valencia is coming home. Dyson puts on the Jets. He crosses home plate standing, and Carlos Ruiz has cleared him off with a double out to left center field.
Valencia cranks one, baby. Look at this one fly. Danny Valencia, no doubt about it. It's his fourth home run. Another RBI today. That gives him 15. And the Mariner lead now is 9-3.
The Mariners go on to win it 11-6. It's their fourth straight win, which ties a season high. Robinson Cano goes 4-for-5. He drives in 3 in the game. Aaron Altherr did homer twice for the Phillies. With the win, the Mariners are back to 500 on the season with 17 up and 17 down. Skipper Scott Servais talked about the win afterwards.
Our guys did grind out some at-bats, got some big hits. What can you say? Tooch, big one. Really happy for him. You know, awesome dude. He's fitting great, you know, with our guys. Nice to see him get a big hit. You know, he's been struggling with the bat and the limited opportunities he's got. So. Really happy for him. Good day for Chooch.
Scott, you're back at 500. I mean, the climb back from a 2-8 start, I mean, it wasn't going to be easy, but you guys have kind of done it. It hasn't been simple with your roster either.
No, it's a day to time. I think that's kind of how I looked at it a couple weeks ago. And, you know, if you start saying, oh, we got to win 7 out of 10 or something like that, it gets too confusing. And you just focus on today's game, try to put guys in the right spot. Our guys, tip my hat to them. They have not gotten down, even with their early struggles offensively. We've picked it up, and it's a different guy almost every day, which is kind of how this thing is built. And, you know, again, our bullpen's really come together very nicely through all the struggles with our starting pitching, and we needed it, you know. So it's been contributions from everybody, and more importantly, just guys staying in the right frame of mind because it is a long season.
Given how you're hitting the last 2 games, or you almost hit the lead this ballpark?
We have been swinging the bat good. Coming in here, I thought we would score some runs. Didn't realize this ballpark was maybe plays as small as it does, but, you know, we got a few up in there as well. But the quality of our bats have been really good for the last week or so.
Hey, Robbie, from not knowing whether he's going to be in the lineup or not, to being Robbie.
He was swinging the bat really good yesterday, and I think that's kind of why I'm going to figure out a way to get in there, even if I'm not 100%. So he was joking about it all day. You want me to sit out now? I said, no, you're good. Stay right there. So it's Robbie Cano. He's a talented player, and, you know, when he's right, he's as good as it gets.
Right now.
That's kind of the formula right now is, you know, try to have our starter keep us in the game and then, you know, go to the bullpen. We've got multiple guys down there, and some of the guys have built some momentum, throwing the ball really well, and, you know, just maybe shorten the game a little bit and keeping it tight enough where our offense can kind of figure something out. So it's worked out well. Obviously, we head to Toronto, tough place to play up there as well. No, I don't know. I think, you know, players are kind of tuned into them, you know, getting themselves ready and prepared to play every day. Obviously, they feel it when their, you know, teammates or guys that they played with for a while aren't available. They're hurt. I know personally, I'm just, like I said, take it a day at a time, try to go glass half full. Things are going well for us right now. Let's build upon that versus woe is us. And I think it's the right attitude to take. Our guys have responded to it, and we're going to keep rolling with it.
You throw Overton there in the ninth. Is it a throw day for him, or is that
we're just trying to get 27 outs.
Yeah.
And trying to, you know, the guys in the tighter games, you know Pezos has been, we've been running him hard, Vincent hard, you know, and then it wasn't a close situation. So just trying to mix and match and keep guys in there. Overton does throw strikes. Got a few balls up, which went a ways, but, you know, he got us through it.
Up next, the Mariners head north to take on the Blue Jays in Toronto on Thursday. Chase DeYoung gets the start in the series opener.